time once again for Goldfish Swim School Chapel Hill's Community Superstar of the Month. We love this segment because it highlights great local organizations that share Goldfish's commitment to the health and safety of our community. I am joined in the studio by two very special guests. One of them is the owner of Goldfish Swim School in Chapel Hill, Danelle Alex. Welcome back to the air, Danelle. How are you?
Doing great. How about you?
I'm doing all right. The other special guest in the studio is a voice that's probably familiar to some News on the Hill listeners. It is Sarita Allen, who's the Associate Director of Educator Support for the Public School Foundation. Sarita, great to have you in the studio. How are you?
Thank you. Thank you. So happy to be back here. Thank you for inviting me on to talk about what we're doing.
Of course. Well, it is on Goldfish's behest because they are making the Public School Foundation their Community Superstar of the Month. Danelle, let's start with that. What attracted Goldfish to the efforts of the Public School Foundation, which helps out Chapel Hill Carrboro City Schools?
I mean, we've been a sponsor for a couple years of PSF. We know and love their what they do for the community. And, you know, being a parent myself, having a kid in an elementary school, I have known, I've seen that his teachers, that, you know, they request a lot of things. And, you know, in the back of my mind, I'm always like, this is hard for them. And, you know, after doing a little bit of research, I was like, it's actually a lot more than I thought. They actually need a lot more help and support than I thought. And our teachers are seriously the backbone of our community. Like, we, you know, we have our own instructors that we have strived to be as good of teachers as, you know, those professionals out there. But the professional teachers that teach our children every day are something that we just can't, they're just amazing. And so we just wanted to find any way we could to support them, especially in this season as we're heading back into the traditional school year.
And we talk a good bit about the Public School Foundation on our monthly teacher feature that the foundation helps coordinate, Sarita. But for folks who need a little bit of refresher, what are some of the, you know, main linchpins of PSF's mission, and what are the ways that you guys help the teachers? It's a
sure.
little bit of everything, honestly.
Sure. Yeah. Well, we try to really help out as much as we can. The Public School Foundation, Chapel Hill Carrboro Public School Foundation, is a local nonprofit, and our mission is to engage the community in helping provide resources and support for teachers and for students in the schools across the district. And as a champion for public education, we award grants for innovative classroom projects, equitable education opportunities for students, and teacher development programs and awards for school staff. And this year, we're going to be celebrating our 40th anniversary.
Wow.
And commitment to students and teachers in this community. We're excited about that.
That is an amazing benchmark. Mm. And I know that obviously back to school time is busy for those teachers and the school families out there, but it's busy for the Public School Foundation because you have a bunch of different events to help out those communities. What are some of the things that the nonprofit is focused on at this moment?
So at this moment, it is school supplies. School supplies, school supplies, all the way around. We're very fortunate to receive wonderful support from various supply drives that are happening around the community, and also our Amazon wish list is active. This is all leading up to our annual teacher supply store. We're very excited. It's going to be held on August 22nd at Chapel Hill High. We want to say that we would not be able to do this teacher supply store without the help and partnership of East Chapel Hill Rotary Club. This store started back in 2008. It's been going on since then. East Chapel Hill Rotary has made it a priority as a funding priority and a volunteer priority for them. And so we're going to be providing $75 in supplies to over 600 teachers once again this year. It'll be middle and high school teachers, social workers, and our brand new teachers, our novice teachers. They're going to be invited to participate. And we would not be able to do this without community partnerships like Goldfish Swim School, raising, getting supplies together for us, collecting. We really appreciate all that support. You know, we're trying to offset that money that teachers would spend. Danelle alluded to that. It's anywhere between $500 and $1,000 that teachers are spending out of pocket every year to help students and in their classrooms. And so we want to do what we can to offset the cost and make sure that they have what they need to get up and running the beginning of the school year. So,
you mentioned the teacher supply store, and mm-hmm. I think it is such a special event because mm-hmm. it is so kind of singular in some ways. Can you describe when people hear that in their head? I'm sure they have a bit of a mental image, but can you fill that out a little bit more? You guys are really set up like an actual store for these educators.
Yes, we are. On Tuesday, August 22nd, we'll be all set up over at Chapel Hill High in the small gym. You've heard who we're inviting, and we're going to be set up like a store. All the items will be set up on tables. They'll all be priced. We give teachers send teachers an invitation right to their school mailbox. They come in the door, we give them a bag and tell them to shop. So they are always so appreciative when they walk in that door, and they're always fascinated and surprised by the variety of items that we have on the tables, and we always throw in some freebies as well. The other delightful part is to just watch them socialize with one another, because that opportunity doesn't come up a lot for teachers outside the classroom, outside of professional development. And so to watch them walk in the door and see one another and just be able to socialize for 10, 15 minutes over school supplies is a delight for us as well. And they are always so grateful to get those supplies, and we are happy to provide them.
We're speaking with Sarita Allen of the Public School Foundation. PublicSchoolFoundation.org is their website. They are the Goldfish Swim School Chapel Hills Community Superstar of the Month. Of course, Goldfish Swim School bringing us this conversation. And I want to turn back to Danelle Alex, who is here with us. So how is Goldfish partnering with the Public School Foundation this month to help support that supplies drive?
So we're holding a supply drive right at our school. You know, we have families that come through every week for their lessons. We are obviously encouraging everyone, if they can, to participate, even if it's just something small. You know, every little bit helps. We're also inviting the community to drop anything off as well. We at Goldfish will be donating a sizable amount too as well, as much as we can. We're just super excited to be kind of like a hub for people to come in and drop off and donate.
What are some of the things that folks have dropped off so far? And for listeners out there who want to support and maybe will swing by Goldfish to do exactly that, what are some of the things that they can be on the hunt for?
I mean, maybe Sarita could talk a little bit more about what's specifically needed. But, you know, we notice any regular teacher supplies, aren't you kind of doing more of a elementary or middle school type focus this year? But obviously school supplies they don't go bad, so
right. So we appreciate anything that people are willing to contribute, but we've got on our list, you know, markers, pencils, pens, paper, college ruled, you know, paper, not so much the binders so much, but folders definitely, expo markers for the dry erase boards, the erasers, the dry erase spray to clean the boards off. I could go on. You're right. School supplies don't go bad. And so we will take what people are willing to contribute to us, and we will make sure that it gets into the hands of teachers and directly to students at our community events as well. Yes.
That is an important component. And we, again, are talking about the back to school efforts. We know it's extremely busy for the traditional schools. How's everything going over at the Goldfish Swim School in August? I'm sure it's been a really busy stretch with summer, but what do you guys have coming up this month?
Yeah, I mean, so what we typically like to say is, you know, for kids, switching up routines is kind of, it's a little difficult, right? You know, the big change from transition from summer to going into fall. So what we like to let people know is, you know, if you can make the least amount of changes to your schedule as possible, that's obviously the best way for kids to kind of acclimate. Mm-hmm. So continuing your activities that you're doing, obviously swim lessons were year-round. We do have really cool back-to-school packages going on right now. You buy 3 months, you get like an extra account credit, extra $50 in account credit. So that's really cool too. We'll have those going on sale throughout the month of August.
Sounds good. Anything else that you want to make sure our listeners know about the Community Superstar of the Month Public School Foundation?
Oh man, they're awesome. We're just super excited to be able to working with them, and we can't wait to see what happens this month and, you know, going forward too.
Any other final pitches to the listeners, Sarita, about what else Public School Foundation has going on as the year continues?
First of all, we want to say thank you to Goldfish Swim School. Thank you so much, Danelle, for this effort. We appreciate it. It just really shows our teachers in the community your dedication to making sure that teachers have what they need going back to school. So we just appreciate that so much. So there are going to be several community events around Chapel Hill and Carrboro to collect school supplies this month. So we just ask folks to watch media, watch social media, listen out for those days and times, the details. And you can also support our Amazon wish list by going to publicschoolfoundation.org. Thank you so much.
Publicschoolfoundation.org is their website, and you can learn more about Goldfish Swim School of Chapel Hill by going to goldfishswimschool.com/chapel-hill. You can also search Goldfish Swim School Chapel Hill on Facebook and Instagram to stay up to date with Goldfish and all of the great organizations they partner with each month. They bring us this conversation. Danelle Alex with Goldfish, thanks so much for stopping by. And Sarita Allen, thank you so much for stopping by on behalf of Public Schools Foundation.
Thank you so much for inviting me.